Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is August 7th. These are today's vital statistics. Patrick John Peterson, 39, of Richland Center, died Saturday, August 1st, at the family cabin in Wild Rose. A celebration of Patrick's life will be held Saturday, August 8th, at 11 a.m. at Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call today from now until 7 p.m. at Clary Memorial Funeral Home, and also tomorrow from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Patrick John Peterson, 39, of Richland Center. Lyle Paul Barnes, 98, of Richland Center, died Wednesday, June 24th. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, August 9th, from noon until 4 at the Coon Valley American Legion. Burial will be at the Viola Cemetery. The Vasatag Larson Funeral Home and Crematory is assisting the family. Lyle Paul Barnes, 98, of Richland Center. Michelle Marie Ault Wilson, best known as Shelley Ault, 61, of Richland Center, died Thursday, July 30th, after a courageous battle with lung and brain cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, September 19th, from 1 p.m. until 5 p.m. at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Shelley Ault, 61, of Richland Center. Gerald C. Jerry Hansen, 86, of Spring Green, died Thursday, August 6th, at Greenway Manor. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. In lieu of flowers, please consider donations to the Sauk and Iowa County Humane Societies. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Gerald C. Jerry Hansen, 86, of Spring Green. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, a son was born to Angelina Ruckheim and Christopher Wilson. Please welcome Cohen Wilson. Congratulations. This concludes today's vital statistics.